Chapter 3. When they reached the front porch, deep set, running across the entire face of the building, they saw Terence Colby coming up the terrace from the river road on La Sangre. And a changed horse he was. One ear was forward, as if he did not know what lay in store for him, but would try to be on the alert. One ear flagged warily back. He went slowly, lifting his feet with the care of a very weary horse. Yet when the wind fluttered a gust of whirling leaves beside him, he leaped aside and stood with head high, staring, transformed in the instant into a creature of fire and wire-strung nerves. The rider gave to the side spring with supple grace, and then sent the stallion on up the hill. Joyous triumph was in the face of Terry. His black hair, rather in need of the barber, was blowing about his forehead, for his hat was pushed back after the manner of one who has done a hard day's work and is ready to rest. He came close to the veranda, and La Sangre lifted his fine head and stared fearlessly, curiously, with a sort of contemptuous pride, at Elizabeth and Vance.
"The killer is no longer a killer,"
Terry said and laughed.
"Look him over, Uncle Vance. A beauty, eh?"
Elizabeth said nothing at all, but she rocked herself back and forth a trifle in her chair as she nodded. She glanced over the terrace, hoping that others might be there to see the triumph of her boy. Then she looked back at Terence. But Vance was regarding the horse.
"He might have a bit more in the legs, Terry."
"Not much more. A leggy horse can't stand mountain work, or any other work for that matter, except to ride in the park."
"I suppose you're right. He's a picture horse, Terry, and a devilish eye. But I see that you've beaten him."
"Beaten him?"
He shook his head.
"We reached a gentleman's agreement. As long as I wear spurs, he'll fight me till he gets his teeth in me, or splashes my skull to bits with his heels. Otherwise, he'll keep on fighting till he drops. But as soon as I take off the spurs and stop tormenting him, he'll do what I like. No whips or spurs for La Sangre, hey boy?"
He held out the spurs so that the sun flashed on them. The horse stiffened with a shudder, and that forward look of a horse about to bolt came in his eyes.
"No, no," cried Elizabeth.
But Terry laughed and dropped the spurs back in his pocket.